Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after watching for a first time Bloomington South sophomore quarterback Gavin Yeske the other night, it brought back a comparison or two to Rex Grossman when he broke in during the midst of a Martinsville game his freshman year and never left the lineup again, and the rest is history. Well, I'm not comparing the two. It certainly wouldn't be fair just yet. Gavin's two-game varsity career has produced some gaudy stats, and a man happy to be coaching him was a former Cougar in St. Joe Puma, who used to throw for a lot of records and touchdowns, Anthony Lindsay.
Great job running the show. You know, took what was given to him.
Had great feet when you were a quarterback out at North. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, feet are everything when being a quarterback. You know, you got to have your feet under you when you're throwing the ball. And, you know, the pole reads. You got to be able to, you know, put your foot in the ground and get north and south. He's one of our fastest kids as far as changing direction. So he puts his foot in the ground and goes.
What'd you tell him going into the ball game, game one into game two, his game management?
Yeah, you know, the first game, you know, he made a couple mistakes there. You know, a couple, they weren't his fault. You know, he should have thrown it away that first game. But what I told him was just relax, you know, let the game come to you, take what's open. And just run the offense the way it's set up.
Anthony Lindsay, South quarterbacks coach, and Mr. Yeske, 74% on his completion average. The Panthers will open up Conference Indiana on Friday night at Franklin Central. Well, it's IU football game week. What's ahead? We bring in Associate AD Jeremy Gray, and also a little bit later, the 2015 U.S. Walker Cup captain, John Spider Miller, for a little golf conversation tonight. Yogis at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So we sit game week, but no more sitting for senior quarterback Nate Sudfeld, sitting because of an injury. Fit as a fiddle now, and after enjoying a rewarding and busy summer, it's game week for number 7, music to his ears. You know, there's a sense of euphoria, if you will, to have the reins back at the controls of the Hoosier offense. That injury last October actually laid a different kind of personal foundation as to his approach and the rest of his career and hopefully beyond. His approach on how to handle things, command of the huddle, and respect from his playing mates. And like he was telling us on Monday,
the coach diagnosed me perfectly, just trying to be Mr. Perfect last year, trying to never make a mistake. But when you do that, you're tentative. You're not throwing with anticipation, which is one of the biggest things as a quarterback. You can't wait till a guy's open. You got to throw him open. You got to throw in windows. I just decided, you know, when I got hurt and just kind of developed and watched a lot of film and worked with my receivers so much to where I knew exactly where they would be on the same page with them. So as before they make that plant, get out of the break, I'm putting it right at one spot. And I tell them, hey, if you get to this spot, I'm never going to miss. It doesn't happen overnight. Just kind of developing a trust and a, you know, just a chemistry with those guys.
Well, it's a different perspective indeed. Senior quarterback out of Modesto, California, Nate Sudfeld. By the way, those career stats pick back up for Nate and the crew just after 4 o'clock on Saturday against the Salukis of Southern Illinois. Well, indeed, it is IU football game week, and what's ahead? We bring in Associate AD Jeremy Gray for a little cream crimson conversation, chatter with U.S. Walker Cup captain John Spider Miller. The sports talk tonight will be live a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.